You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and
good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, hour number three already. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Corpus Christi. Let's check in with Captain Cliff Webb this morning, see what he's up to. Hey, Cliff, what's up, bud?
Oh, man, well, the wind's down a little bit because I'm not fishing. That's the only reason. It's just been blowing, buddy.
Man.
It's been blowing.
It has.
You witnessed that firsthand, didn't you? Man.
Lord. Man, I saw those 90-mile-an-hour straight-line winds y'all had out of those storms, what, day before yesterday?
Yeah, I was in the middle of that. I was in the middle of that, too.
Oh, my
God! Oh, my God. I ain't never seen nothing like that. Jesus, you know. But we had such a good week. The first part of the week, Monday, Tuesday, just blew like 40. Well, the day you were trying to fish, it got up to 42 miles an hour, Mickey.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm so glad we pulled the plug
terrible.
On it. We couldn't do nothing. You know, I couldn't.
No.
You know, I could catch you some fish, but not what you come down here for.
No,
you know,
I'd stay home and catch that.
Yeah,
you know
but it finally got down. You know, had these guys drive 17 hours all the way from Florida to fish with me, and they fish now for 3 years. They've always come in January or February, and they have hit it so perfect in January and February. We just killed the big trout all three
right.
times. They've been here for 3 days. You know, I'm big ones. You know, 8-pound big ones, and so they want to come in May because I mouth off and tell them, "Oh yeah, May." May the weather's good. It's always calm. You know? Come on down. We're going to catch a bunch on topwater. It's going to be 5 to 10 every day. Well, that didn't exactly play out just like we thought. You know, it just blew like crazy. But Man, we stuck some really good fish this week, Mickey. We got good, man. We had three fish on over eight. We landed one. And right. But the one I lost a really big one, and then we lost a really big one yesterday, you know. But we caught a lot of slot, you know, just a lot of fish from 4 to 6. But I got to my spot one time on, let's see, it was Wednesday. I was able to get to the rocks probably about 11 o'clock that day. The wind got down to 20, you know. We get in, and then we get in there, Mickey, and we start fishing. I mean, instantly caught a 6.5 pounder, mm-hmm. you know, on soft plastic. And here comes the waves. It would pick the boat up and slam you on top of a rock in 6 foot of water. I said,
"That's
we can't
not
do
good.
This. We can't do this."
No,
and so
you
we
can't,
pull
you
back
can't
up.
Fishing that.
Yeah, you know, pull back out of that. Go back over to the only shoreline we can fish. You know, and we're catching fish, flounder, trout. We had a really good wade yesterday on a sandbank. They got a big tournament going on here, and a bunch of, you know, just being Friday, a lot of people out, so a lot of people were trying to get out of the wind and trying to run these shorelines up tight, and. Luckily, we had a real, real big tide, and it pushed these fish up in these sloughs. And I hardly ever get up there that tight in those sloughs, but I got to looking up there, Mickey, and that little 6 to 8 inch mullet just popping up there, popping.
Oh boy!
And I'm looking, then I see a little slick pop up, uh-oh. And I said, "Let's get up in here." On the first wave, we caught 14 good fish, you know, all on double D's in top water. You know, nothing real big, but we're going on. I had one guy had a mirror lip, that little new mirror lure they've got.
Is yeah, that mirror lip. Yeah. It,
yes.
You know, it dives deeper than I would like for it to for fishing down there. Up here, it works good,
yes.
You know, because you're fishing a little bit deeper and don't have all that grass.
Yeah. And, you know, these guys are trying new stuff, you know, stuff. So this one guy, these guys from Florida, they make these custom spinning rods. They're like 7.2, 7.4, and you know Rick makes them, and those things are amazing. How far these guys? They use real light braid on these big Shimano reels, and they can throw that thing 100 yards. You know, it's just stupid. And so there's a little drop off at the end of the slough, and Logan throws in there, and he twitches that mirror lip right on top, and I'm just getting ready to tell him. I just say that the man is going to get down the grass, and by the time this big trout just smokes it, he just smokes it. It hadn't moved 3 foot in the water, big trout. And so I'm trying to get up there, you know, to get the bow going and get a picture. I'm trying to get to him, you know, I'm getting there as fast as I can, and there's another guy trying to help him, and that fish come out of the water and start rocking the top. I go, man, that is over 30. That fish is well over 30, you know. And he gets him up to him, you know, and he looks, he's got one hook. One little hook in the lip, and you know, and we talked about it when we lost the fish. But anyway, we talked about it, and he said, "Well, what do you do in a case like that?" I said, "Well, you know, nothing. Not a whole lot you can do. The best thing to do is like when they come in fast like that is I loosen my drag and let him run out, and then hope he runs the opposite way of the plug so he can pull the hook back into him again
and get another hook in him." Exactly.
Yes. And I try to watch which way it's going and lay the line over his back and try to get another hooking, but that didn't work. Anyway, that big fish got off. But, you know, and then I think we catch 14 slot reds in a row on top water.
Goodness.
You know, I think they blew the trout out of there. And then we catch three big flounder in there on plastics, you know. But, I mean, the fish are – I got fish in two places I can't get to right now. It just makes you nuts.
I know.
So hopefully Monday it'll get down where I can get back on those big fish consistently.
Hey,
I'm on
felt bad for poor Rihanna because, you know, we were just limited to what we could do. There was nowhere else to go. I know. You're just pinned down.
I feel sorry,
35, 40-mile-an-hour winds. What do you do, man? Just
no.
Hope for the best.
Well, you know, yeah, and Rihanna's going to see like we do, too, that, you know, we can't choose our days. We got to play the hand we're dealt. And, you know, after about 10 or 15 years she's doing this, she's going to relax a lot more and realize, hey, man, you're going to have days like that. You know, everybody has days like that
yeah.
you're handicapped by the wind, you can't go anywhere, and it is what it is. And, you know, I know it hurts, especially when you have somebody like Mickey Eastman come down to fish you. It really hurts, you know.
Hey, I've been doing this all my life. I know the drill, man. I mean.
You know, and it just killed me not to be able to fish you on Tuesday, but I think that was a really good call because, you know, that would have just been beat up. You know, we just got beat up for nothing, you know. I think I put 357 miles on my boat this week, Mickey.
I bet you did. Good Lord.
We fished till 5:30 last night, you know, and because these guys drove all the way back, you know, all the way from Florida to come down here and fish with me. So, you know, you really want to put the effort in. But
Yeah.
Man, we definitely got a lot of good fish, just can't get to a lot of them. But I was going to tell you, my buddy Barry won that tournament yesterday.
Oh, God,
he's such a good fisherman. So it's so funny because if there's a flounder involved and Barry's in the tournament, you're in trouble they call him the flat.
He's going to get his flatfish.
Oh, he's a flounder fishing machine. They call him Flatty Daddy. But he caught 12 legal flounder yesterday and got a big one to win the tournament. He had an 8-pound red, and I think the trout has to be slot. It was like 2 3/4. Then he had a flounder, you know, so it was lights out. So it's he's a really good fisherman. So it's good he won that thing. And it's but I tell you that a lot of these tournaments are putting flounder in there, a bumper flounder, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that makes it tough.
Yeah, but we're seeing flounder now. Catch 2 or 3 a day now. Just while
the whole coast is flounder catches are up really. You know, and it's trout fishermen catching them. They're not even going for them. They're just accidentally catching them with their trout and red. You know.
No, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I got to tell you something. Happened this week, it was just crazy. So I probably shouldn't tell the story, but I got to it. So good. So I got this guy. He's got this big old toad on, and he's trying to reel it in. You know, it's on the top water, and we get it up to us, and it's, you know, it's 7 8 pounds. It's a big fish, just a big old fish. I don't know. Yeah. It could be bigger than that. And the skitter walk is in the right there where the two front teeth are, and it's got two hooks coming through that lip. I'm looking where the hook's placed when he's coming in. And the guy's got a pair of those fish grippers, the little white fish grippers, look like a pair of channel locks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He reaches down there and clamps it on the top water. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. It's just a fish. And this fish just rocks it off and it straightens out the hooks. He goes, "It straightened my hooks out." I said, "You think?" I was just, you know, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing, you know. But doesn't fish a whole lot, you know, but it was just funny. You know, I never seen anybody snap onto a topwater hanging out of big trout's mouth. And it looked like an alligator. You know, he looked like he had his hand in an alligator's mouth trying to rip it off, you know, and it come off. I just kind of walk off. I don't see nothing, you know. But, I mean, if you're going to get a fish gripper, get you a pair of Boga grips, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You know?
Clip it in the bottom lip.
Yeah, those little things, I don't know what those things are, but I just, you know, I just don't have any luck with them. I know a lot of people buy them.
I know.
Yeah. I guess they're
people
pretty leaving funny.
My boat all the time. I'm going, man, I wonder what I could use these for.
Certainly I got some in my house, too. I know, and I got some of mine, too. That's funny, man. That's crazy. But in the water clarity is, you know, it's, we have so many areas that's just stirred up from the wind. I mean, it's not brown tide. It's just stirred up. And then you have these areas that are clear with no fish. We just, it seemed like the places we need to get to are so stirred up, you can't see the structure. But it was a lot of good fish caught this week anyway in the wind. You know, we had some really good fish considering the wind. That one picture I sent you, that trout was about 6.5 pounds. I sent you that picture to look at his tail where that porpoise grabbed his tail. Did you see that?
First thing
look
I noticed, Tony. Yep.
Yeah.
He was almost in the jaws of death.
Hey, if we wouldn't reel him in real fast, he would have been done. So we reeled him in and let him go to another spot. Yeah, because that porpoise got him, buddy. But that's a 27-inch fish, and a porpoise is trying to eat him. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is. That's it. I was talking to Lowell Odom yesterday. I was on the phone with that rascal for about an hour. And we were talking about that very same thing, how bad these darn dolphins are and the amount of trout they're eating. It's just crazy.
It's nuts. And I'm seeing them in places I've never seen them before. You know, I'm seeing them up in the flats, in the rocks, you know, cruising around the rocks and stuff where they've never been before. It's weird. I'm seeing pods of, you know, 15 or 20, too, which is pretty amazing.
That's a lot. That's some eating machines right there.
Yeah,
they can wipe out a herd of trout, man.
I bet they can. It's amazing how smart they are. You know, they know the boats are just like they were talking to these guys in Florida about how bad the sharks are. He said, you pull up on a reef and try to dive, they know your motor sound, and there's bull sharks all around the boat before you can get out and spear fish. And you shoot one fish with a spear, he said, those sharks are on you. They know that noise. You know, so these fish are trainable, you know. So,
well, let me knock this break out, Cliff, and I'll come right back
at
you, man. Hang with me. All right, buddy. All right, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with the oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. Or if you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. When you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp. They've got a great availability, great pricing, and we're right in the height of crawfish season. If you're looking to do a big crawfish boil, you can reserve sacks of crawfish. Or if you don't want to mess with cooking them yourself, let Boyd's do the cooking for you. They really do a great job. Their crawfish are delicious. And check out their Cajun Grill next door where they serve them there, or their Santa Fe location. Call them at 409-945-4001 or go to boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust, the stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One, we live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 618 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we're back.
All right, buddy.
Hey, Larry, you just sent me a video of the Shallowsport tournament.
Uh-huh.
Down at Fort Isabel.
South Padre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I heard
my
about that.
Gosh.
I heard Brian yesterday. I heard Brian talk about it yesterday. It was, I think it's big time, right? A lot of boats, like 200 and something.
He sent me an 18-second video, and he's panning around. And, I mean, it looks like Times Square on New Year's Eve with
good
boats.
Good Lord. Mm. That's something. Thank God it's not here. We have enough. That's what's so hard. You know, I normally don't fish Fridays, and of course these guys come down because a lot of these tournaments now are on Fridays. You know.
Yeah.
So,
had a text from a listener said, "How come you never hear of anybody catching dolphin?" Well, they're too smart for one thing.
Yeah.
It does happen on occasion. I remember Tim Young and I and Dana and Daryl. We were all tarpon fishing one time, and Tim and I, that evening before, we went and caught a bunch of hardheads and cut the fins off of them with cutting dikes.
Uh-huh.
You know, as we put them in my live well, and we used them for live bait for tarpon the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And he hooked a dolphin on one, and when that thing jumped out of the water, it sounded like a bull elk bugling. and it took off across the Gulf. It spooled a 6-0 in a matter of seconds. And every dolphin that was in that school around, you know, where we were fishing, they all took off with that fish. And they never came back. And then we started catching tarpon.
Oh, my God. When we fished with Chicano, we would troll these, like, you know, 7 to 10 pound yellowfin tuna on the outriggers, you know, hook them
right
in. And all of a sudden, those dolphins would come up behind it, and they were so smart. We'd see the outrigger shaking, the pole shaking, and it's that bait swimming real fast. And they grab it right by the tail and just kind of put the brakes on and just pull it off.
Pull it off so they wouldn't get the hook. Yeah. They're smart,
they get
man.
The hook, and it would make Chicano crazy. Absolutely crazy. You know, I'll never forget what Karen said. This lady goes, Chicano, what happens if the dolphin keeps stealing our bait? Well, I get my pistola and I shoot him and they cry like a baby and I like it. Of course, he's got a .22 pistol with shorts in it at about 25 years old. He goes, and it's like throwing a rock at him. He's never hit one yet, but it's just funny how.
Right. You know, cry like a baby.
They cry like a baby and I like it. You know, it's a little different deal down
I'd
there.
I'd like to meet that guy. What a character, man.
My God, he was a character, man. You know, and so cool.
What
so,
are we having for breakfast, Chicano? Turtle eggs.
Turtle eggs. That's it. But, you know, the cool thing is I was smart enough to take videos of all the clients I took down there. I've just got boxes of VFH, you know, videos right. of Chicano, Sergeant Chicano just going off on my clients. And they're loving it. I mean, he's like a drill sergeant. And they're just loving it. You know, they're just, you know. But he said exactly what he thought. He didn't really care.
My kind of guy.
Yeah, he was.
No filter. Let it rip.
No filter. I mean, the best thing he ever told that lady, Karen says, if I catch a sailfish, can we let it go? Look, lady, to go to the grocery store and buy groceries and throw them in the parking lot and drive off? No, we're going to eat it. You know, it's just like, you know, kind of like, you know, just what are you thinking? Why are we out here fishing for it? Just don't get that catch and release, man. But anyway.
Oh, I'm telling you.
But I got to tell you about your buddy Roland. I had Roland and Carl and Pete on Monday, you know, and it's blowing like crazy, you know. And these guys are going no matter what. You know, they're under so much stress. They need to get some fishing time, you know. And Roland shows up with this, it looked like the Golden Corral, this giant ice chest full of all this Black's barbecue ribs and brisket and chicken
Good
and stuff.
Lord.
So, you know, I mean, it's like when you go with Roland, you're going to eat. We sit there.
He never brings all that when he goes with me.
It's, well, I don't want the deal, Roland, man. Oh, that's good. But anyway, we did good. Those guys are good fish. But I think Carl caught one about 4.5 pounds, you know. But that day when the wind, we caught, you know, probably 20, 30 fish, but nothing over 4.5 pounds. But those guys don't care. They're out there and having a good time and grinding out. Because the last few times Roland's came, we just slammed them. But, you know, we weren't able to get to where I needed to get. I couldn't get my deal.
You had nothing to work with.
No, you know.
Hands were tied, man.
You know, I can put you on some reds and we can drift with double 36-inch drift anchors out and drift the flats and catch some pencils and stuff, you know. But it's just not what these guys want to do. You know, come down here with me
that
to catch
Tuesday, if we'd have fished with you, that was a three-sock day.
It was a three-sock day, buddy.
It was nasty, man.
That was. And I got up that morning. It was gusting to 28 at 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning. We'll get you some of that.
Yeah.
God. But,
well, when I left Corpus that morning, I kind of slept in. I don't know. I pulled out of the hotel there about 7:30 or whatever, and it was already 38. And then I was checking on my phone going home, and it was gusting to 42. And I'm going, man, I'm glad we didn't go.
No, you got to pull the plug on that. There's certain things I can do and certain things I can't. You know, it's just and I, you know, I just always tell people what I think. I said, this is what it is. This is what we got. You want to go? Let's go. If not, I understand. But just tell them what you think, and hopefully it'll all work out. But, you know, that's the reason I booked these guys from Florida in May, because normally after April 15th, especially after May 1st, we start getting these beautiful days where it's southeast wind, you know.
Well, that's why we came down this year, because it's usually pretty much a knockout, lights out.
Yeah, yeah. Just I look back at, and of course, Barry sent me a picture of, I think it was on the 8th, or maybe the 7th of May, he sent me a picture. We were fishing together. This is what it was like, you know, a year ago or whatever. It was just dead calm. You know, just beautiful. But it is what it is. You know, it's just that's one thing about our business. We're dealing with a different playing field every day. It's not like we're going to go back and fish the pay pond where you pay $5 and put some pellets on your line and catch some catfish. This ain't the deal. This is the real deal, you know. Especially doing it with lures. But, you know, yesterday we had, they had that tournament, and it was also a live bait tournament. I saw a lot of the really good guys, the guys that, you know, win some of the big-time tournaments, all fishing with croakers yesterday, wading. They weren't doing as good as we were. And I think what it was is we were covering more ground. Mm-hmm. I think the fish were scattered, and they're not piled up in these holes like normal. And my four guys, they it was five, but we swept the bank. And we'd walk a mile down those shorelines, spread out 50 yards apiece, and we caught what was there. You know, and that does make a difference.
Well, that water was high when I was there. There was a lot of water in the bay.
It was higher now. Yeah, it's higher now, Mickey.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's got so high,
tide gauge bar was totally covered.
Totally covered up, you know. When we did catch some fish on top of the bar, it's so funny because those fish, we fished tide gauge a little bit. They were right on top of that bar, you know, the little indentations. What makes that bar so good is the top of the bar is just like the surface of the moon. It has a bunch of potholes and little ditches in it. And when you learn where those fish travel across, they want to cross that bar, and they cross it in different little areas. You'll find those little trenches where they're crossing it, and if you have a falling tide, the water behind tide gauge sucks all that little bait through those little trenches. And I see people just plow through those trenches. If you'll sit there 5, 10, 15 minutes, you're going to catch a big fish swimming through that channel, that little gut, you know.
Right.
that's good stuff. And that's where Blackwell sight cast his first 13-something on that bar. You know,
Lord.
Yeah,
longest drive I ever caught was on that. You know, I was throwing out deep. I was using a little Bagley finger mullet. Man, there were so many finger mullet flipping out of the water and everything, and we were getting these huge blow ups on big top waters. And I sized down and went to that little balsa wood. Remember those they used to make way back in the day?
Oh God, and, I still have some.
And Doug Bird was down on the end. He had a trip with a. With a party, they were trolling, motoring, and I saw him catching fish, but he thought I caught a redfish. I was, you know, about midways back, and man, I threw out that finger mullet, and I'm twitching that little Bagley through there, and the water parted, and I sat down on it, and I said, man, it's got to be a red. Well, it wasn't, but it only weighed 7'12".
Long?
Oh, yeah, it was like 32 and a half or something. I mean, it was just all head and all tail, just a monster long pig-headed fish.
Yeah. And that's what's so neat about this area is the length on some of these fish, you know.
Oh, yeah.
God, just amazing. I've seen some that just – I saw one yesterday. Oh, my God, man, I'm trolling up to pick up one of my guys, and I'm getting up really shallow, and I'm slowing the total motor down. I'm kind of gliding with the wind. You know, we're not making a lot of noise. And I come across a pothole, looked like a trot line. I mean, looked like a fence post. Went through that thing. I'm going, oh, my God, look at that trout. And those guys walk right by it. It didn't eat it. You know, they walked through that, but that fish didn't. You think about this, though, Mickey. You got a trout sitting there, and, you know, I love Jay's vision of what it's like. You got a basketball court, and you got three big trout in it, and you're trying to walk across, and those trout are swimming around that in that area. And you walk straight through. What's the odds of getting that lure in front of that fish?
Yeah.
If you don't fan your cast and walk through it slow.
Take your time and stand there and just keep hitting it.
Yes. And that's what my guys were doing.
I noticed that with Rihanna fishing with her. When we got out on those potholes over there where we were waiting, she'd stand there and she'd work every one of them over. And that's what we were all doing, you know, to catch the fish we did. You'd throw up one pothole, I don't know, 6 or 8 times, and then pull one out of there.
That's how it works too.
Yeah.
Well, you think about maybe that fish is a lot of these fish. They lay in the grass around the pothole. It's like they're laying in the brush, watching the meadows. You know,
they hide in the grass and then they ambush the bait when it comes next to them in the pothole.
Yeah. Well, you think about their vision, how far they can see and how far they can hear. So you flip that out there in the middle, you work it back. You don't see it until you get to one of those edges where he's at. And then the first time you throw it, he runs out there and you pull it out of it. You know, you work it too fast. He turns back around, goes back in there, go, what was that? Throw it back in there a couple times. You know, you got his attention now. That's it. You got his antennas up. But, you know, I see so many people walk through those potholes and throw them 2 or 3 times. My guys were just super good about, you know, when they hooked the fish in a pothole, everybody kind of got around them and threw in those big potholes.
Yeah.
But our fish are definitely on the sand and gravel right now. You know, it's crazy.
No doubt.
We're getting ready to get some really good rock fishing, and they're there now. Just the weather won't let me get in there, you know, but I'm getting ready to catch them.
Bar the door when it does.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I got good fishermen Monday and Tuesday. I hope the weather's going to lay down. What did you hear for Monday and Tuesday, Mick?
Yeah. It's
Not good.
Well, now we're going to have these north winds today and tomorrow. Is that what you have down there right now? Is north wind?
Yep. And they're saying it's not going to be too bad Monday and Tuesday, but I'm just, you know, I don't trust these guys at all. So we'll see.
Well, it's a turkey shoot's what it is.
Yeah.
But we're still going to have a northwest wind about 15 on Monday, and then it's going to swing right around and go south 20 and 25 on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, yeah, I got Fred on Friday. I finally got Fred to come down and fish me next Friday, so I'm excited about that. It'll probably blow
south
like crazy.
South. But if it'll stay 15 to 20, you'll be fine down there.
Oh, yeah, 15 to 20 is a cakewalk. It's just easy. It's when it gets over 30, I can't, it just changes everything. It's just weird. And well, you think about the way our bay is shaped. You know, a lot of that stuff, you got to cross a lot of open water. I mean, you just can't do it, especially when you got five people on the boat. These guys had four guys, five with me. 70 gallons of fuel. Dude, I'm not crossing those big waves. I'm not going to do it. And a lot of places you can't run around it. A lot of places I can run around the shores and get behind the rock. There's some places you got to run out in the middle.
Right. Yeah.
Well. Hopefully it's going to be a better week this week. I just cannot believe it's May and we're having the weather we're having, but welcome to South Texas.
That is no joke. Welcome to Texas, period.
Welcome to Texas, period, right?
You know, and I can't believe, you know, as good a spring as we've had this year with all this wind. It's just usually April's kind of a, you know, we go through April kind of in a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, with the bites real inconsistent and everything. But this year it was good. Everybody caught
a lot of
fish. There's
a lot of big fish caught. A lot of good fish this year.
Especially down your way. Y'all caught some good fish in April.
Oh, my God, we did. That's just amazing. I think June, you know, last year, July was one of the best July. I'm talking to Rousey. I think last July was one of the best Julys I've ever seen for topwater. It was stupid good.
Yeah.
All July.
Good July.
Yes. We'd catch them in the mornings until, you know, 10, 11 o'clock, and then we'd go up in the white sand and sight cast fish up in the sand. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't. That's cool.
You know.
That's what I want to get in on, some sight casting. But
I
tell you,
God.
I love you running that trolling motor and working them rocks. Oh man,
it's fun though, isn't it?
Hey, that is good stuff, man. That's,
it's kind of like bass fishing, Mick. It's kind of like you're working different areas.
You got to be a good caster and locate your cast properly. Find that rock and then lay that bait in there just right where you don't hang up, and then entice that trout to come out of next to that rock and take that bait, man. It's fun. It's awesome.
You know,
I love
it. It's awesome, man.
It is.
You know,
let me knock this break out.
All right, buddy.
I'm getting fired up. I'm fixed to get in the truck and come back.
No. Hey, come on, man.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. Full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience. They're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
On Fox One, you can string Fox's biggest moments live.
Get out!
Bigger.
I can feel the sweat and I can smell it a little.
Bigger.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we're back, man.
Is the wind blowing there, Mickey? It's pretty nice here right now. Probably down to 10.
No, it's nice. About 14 or 15
okay.
at the most.
It's the best I've seen. Of course, everybody's driving back. They left this morning, I think, at 3 o'clock this morning to drive 17 hours back to Florida. And it'll be driving in calm weather, I'm sure, you know, thinking about golly.
Well, I just revised it. Offshore, it's 15. At the jetties, it's 10.
Mm-hmm.
San Luis Pass, it's 10. Yeah, it's
better than it was.
Yeah, that forecast is saying 15 to 25. I think they're dead wrong.
Oh, gosh. I'm hoping to break here.
Man,
my son came in town, Cody. I never get to see him. He's a workaholic. He just works all the time. So I got him here at the house. So hopefully I can get him out to the beach today and do a little fishing or something with him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let him get 11, out here without fishing with the old man.
12, 13 down your way.
Yeah.
Baffin mm-hmm. showing 14 at, you know, there at the Badlands and.
Yeah.
It's highest wind on the coast right now is at Port O'Connor at the little jetties, 19.
Wow. Mm. Man, I was thinking about those rocks. And back when fishing Texas was real big, you know, we did a lot of TV shows with Alan and Keith Warren in the fishing Texas days.
I did a few of them, too, back in the day.
And I was remembering this one day where we slammed them on cotton cordials, on silver brokenbacks all morning long, just slow rolling them across rocks, just catching big trout, you know, then. It's like 11 o'clock, and I said, you want to go sight casting fishing? I think it was Alan. I said, yeah, man. So we pull up on this rock called Godzilla, and Godzilla is a rock that's as big as your truck.
Oh, you know.
And what makes it so cool is all around that rock is big piles of sand and little gravel. Trout just love it. And we pull up there, Mickey, now it's 11 o'clock. We can see the water is air clear. It's just gin clear. And I troll a motor up there, and I turn it sideways. You see this big black circle of trout circling that rock. I mean, there's 50 big trout just circling, and all the mullet are up on top of the rock because they don't want to swim over the edge. They don't want to swim over that edge, you know. And we're in a pile of like five or six rocks, and there's two of them that's got mullet on top. And I said, guess where the fish are, you know. And so I told them out, and Keith those out there first cast because a 29-inch trout on a soft plastic, you know, and on camera. It was so cool. But we sat there and watching those fish when you throw that plastic out there, get them halfway down, and they would, those yellow mouths would come up, Mickey, and just come under and just suck it in, and then just turn away and slap their tail on top when they go down. It was so cool. We sat there and got that on camera. Man, that was one of the neatest fishing trips, you know, just thinking about. And that water back then, you know, 35, 40 years ago was just gin clear. It's never been that clear since. And I don't know if it's from those shrimp farms, but it's clear, but not alcohol rubbing clear, where you could see a 9 foot water.
Do they still have shrimp farms down there?
No, sir. They shut them down. And they say that mess started the brown tide. I don't really know, but it since we had that, it messed up. Then, of course,
bacteria and all that. I mean, all those microorganisms and everything. You never know. I mean, it can bloom into, you know, get out of control. Hey, that's good, man. Wild caught Gulf shrimp. That's what Texans want to eat. We don't want any farm raised
stuff. Yeah.
You know, if I were dead, I'd eat tilapia, and I don't eat that.
That's right, buddy. That's so good. I can't do that. I'm sorry, man.
I can't live
here and eat tilapia, you know?
No way.
Oh, you know?
Not when I got a Laguna Madre trout I can fillet and eat.
No, that's it, man. That's it.
Best eating trout on the coast.
I agree with you. I'm just, and so cool. A guy caught a flounder yesterday, and of course he's in Florida. He says, "Would you like this flounder?" I said, "Excuse me, what is this? What do you don't even have to ask that, you know." So he gave me a little a flounder, probably about 16, 17 inches. So I scaled it and cut the head off. When Cody came in yesterday, I fried that whole flounder for him. And I tell you what, there's something about a whole fried flounder that's pretty good, buddy. Man, that was good stuff.
Well, I hope Carol wasn't too put out with us for staying up so late the other night at y'all's house.
Oh, you know, she enjoyed that. Mickey, we enjoyed your company so much. That was so much fun, you know. I know John got an earful. Poor John. Poor John. Hey. He's having to listen to our fish stories, you know.
Oh, he loves it. They really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I talked to John, I guess, yesterday, and I got to send you some dates. I'm open.
Yeah.
And try to get you back down here.
He said he was going to get with you and try to get those dates so we can get back down there, man.
Yeah, I'll send you some dates and stuff. I've just been so busy, Mick. I come home, I got 25, 30 phone calls, and I just got, you know, just so – I'm so tired, I get the boat wore. I fish too late. You know, I just can't – I can't pull the plug on some of those days. You know you're going to get a late bite. Like yesterday, we had a really good bite at 3 o'clock.
Right.
So you're not going to leave. You're not going to pull off those fish. These guys drove 17 hours to come down here. You're going to fish as hard as you can. I mean, God, they put a lot of effort, a lot of money getting here. You think about that, man.
Yep.
That's, you know, if you and I drove to Florida, we want the guys we're fishing with to put all in. You know what I'm saying? You got you up to them. You know.
Yeah, that's a long drive, man. I pulled a boat to Florida a few times, and it's not fun.
Man, they talk about their fishery so different. You know, they don't weight fish, because the bull sharks. You know, and.
Yeah.
We've worked with these guys now 3 years on the weighting. They've got the weight fishing down. You know, before they didn't. They wouldn't move enough. They would stand fish. They'd get 100 yards from the boat and stand fish. I said, no, we're going to wait up to the fish, and we're going to stop. And that they were just absolutely perfect at doing that. Because you think about on a wade, I see so many people stop on a rock and catch four or five little ones. Don't sit there and catch them. Just go on to the next rock, because – those big trout, if they're around those rocks, those little fish, you may catch one or two, but a lot of them are going to be around those rocks because they'll get eaten.
No, they're not.
You know, and you got to get to those rocks that have the bigger fish. And there's so many clusters of rocks. And there's so many rocks now that we've had so much wind that the grass will get around the back of these rocks. And so half of that rock is dead because of that silty grass. And so you want to get around you want to get around the clean rocks. Just pay attention what's on the bottom of those rocks. You look down and you see nothing but dark grass and dead seaweed. You're not going to catch any fish. You want to see
that sand and gravel around them, man. That's I learned that from you and Doug years ago. Don't even mess with that grass rock.
Yeah, and the same with shorelines here. We were fishing shorelines yesterday, and we had about a 600-yard area that was solid potholes and sand back in the slough. Well, the backside, the fish were back on that dead grass, but you can't walk on that silty dead grass. It goes up to your knees, and, you know, you can't hardly get a lure back. It's only like maybe 18 inches deep. But those fish were in that, you know, maybe knee deep in those little indentations, those potholes. And they were what they were doing when the tide was dropping, they were coming to the mouth of it. And as the tide dropped, we went to the mouth of the sloughs, and it started getting better. But and we saw so many more fish than we caught. That's when you know that trout are so stealthy. Because when you see, like yesterday, Rick saw three big trout swim right by him, and he stood still till they got in front of him. And as soon as he raised his arm to cast, they spooked. You know, they just saw the motion of his arm, and they were probably, you know, 30 feet out. But when you're dealing with really shallow water like that, you better make a long cast. You know, and because when you walk
profile.
Up on one.
You know, one time in a tournament. We were fishing out of Port Isabel, and we couldn't get any big fish going down there on that end, so we were running all the way north up to Mansfield to Horsehead Cove. And, man, there were some good trout in the back of that cove, but they were so hard to catch. Finally, the second day, I figured them out. I said, man, you'd throw a lure in the air, and just the shadow of the top water hitting the water would blow the fish up, scare them.
I've seen that happen.
If they'd see you, they'd move. You could see them wake up and move over here. Finally, we started crawling around in there on our knees. and got real low to the water where they couldn't see us and started throwing just Texas rig, weedless worms, no weight, you know, rat tail bass assassins. And that's when we started eating them up. That was the ticket. But it,
gosh,
you know, it's a whole different world down there from where I grew up fishing up here. You know, we don't have to worry about spooking fish like that. But when you get out there,
you're fishing around the oyster reefs too. You got oyster reefs where you can walk around the edges of them. Yeah,
sure.
You know,
and that's the biggest mistake people make up here. You know, they'll wade fish an area and they know a reef's there, but they invariably they'll walk on top of it and stomp those
crush
fish
them
off
out.
Every time.
Crush them out of there.
You stay off of them and throw onto them. That's how you catch them.
You know, these guys in Florida, they brought tackle crates. I mean, they had like body bags full of tackle. My whole boat, you can't even walk it. But that's what you do when you travel. You bring everything because, you know, you want to have everything you need. But the cool thing was all the different types of plastic stuff they have in Florida we don't see here. You know, like two of these guys I fish with are professional bass fishermen, then the bass circuit. So they got, like, for instance, they had a Zoom lure made by Zoom, I think. Z-Man? Z-Man,
Z-Man. Z-Man. That's it. And hey, that bait will stretch a mile before it'll tear an inch.
it's amazing. But it he had one color I've never seen before. You know, he was wearing the fish out on it. And then there was another color Coastal Brew's making, that Colt Blackwell's making. It's really good. It's called Pothole Pimp.
Yeah, I saw that. Pothole Pimp. Come on.
I don't know where he got that name, but it's good. It's good, man. But we caught some fish on that. But the way these guys rig, they use that little hook with the belly in it, a little weight belly, you know, and they hook the bass assassin.
Yeah, a worm weight. Yeah.
A worm, yes. And they were running those bass assassins, slide them across, you know, instead of standing straight up. But the coolest thing that Jeff had was these flounder lead heads are making now in Florida. They look like a coffee can. They're round like a Folgers coffee can, and the hook comes straight out the back, and they sit straight on the bottom, and the worm sits straight up.
Yeah.
And man, whoever made these things are going to make $1 million.
Kind of like Jay's twist lock head. You know, it's got that slanted front on it where it'll sit on the bottom, and the bait'll point upwards.
Exactly right. Exactly. But they got this one's real heavy, and it's like a flounder pounder. You know, just for flounder.
Yeah.
And I think he caught 3 flounder on that plug. It was pretty cool. But it's amazing the amount of tackle that I just think I've seen everything. They start opening up stuff. Where did you get that? You know, like, where did this come from? All kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, it's like we don't have enough stuff to throw as
it
is.
Oh, God. You know?
Gosh.
And then they got these Gucci spinning rods. You talk about some spinning rods. Oh, my God. These guys have got these special eyes and they can throw them a mile. They use those really good reels too. Those, you know, $600-$700 reels, Shimano's, and put real light line like 12 braid. I'm telling you, dude, they can throw that thing. You know.
Yeah.
And it's great
in
shallow water.
In Florida, their water's so clear they got to make
that
mile cast.
That is exactly what it is. They say you know the fish are so much spookier in Florida because the water. He said they catch a lot right before daylight, kind of like James Plock. That's one thing I like about James. He gets out there before daylight. He's hardcore. He gets out there and grinds them out in the dark. That's what you got to do to catch those big ones. I think I'm getting too old to run in the dark. I don't know what it is. I'm just kind of getting where there's so much traffic and stuff in the water.
Yeah,
I try to wake up just a little bit of light. You're not going to start
by until you get there anyway, man.
Yes, right. Yeah. Now, in the summer, I'm going to have to get up earlier. In the summer, we do that. We get up early and get there right at dawn. But right now, there's so many fish. I kind of want to see my structure, too. And a lot of times, the bait doesn't come up and show you where the fish are until 10 or 15 minutes after the light.
Exactly.
It's funny. That stuff will start. And I fish these big flats where you're in dead water. Then you look over and 500 yards over, there's a pile of mullet flipping. Well, that's where we need to be. You know, we troll them over there and power pole down and jump out on those flipping mullet.
Yeah, could be worse. We could be in South Padre this morning fighting 350 boats to go fishing.
Now Brian's fishing that, isn't he?
Yeah, I think Skip Crosby's fishing with him. I just saw a video they threw up.
Oh, good.
Kind of. Yeah, looked awesome. Like the one that Higgins sent me. Man, there's a million
a lot
boats.
Of people.
Yeah,
golly.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a catching video, Mickey, do you know? Or
no, it's a one trout, one flounder, one redfish.
Okay, the trout under
slam
20
deal.
And then
yeah.
a slam deal, yeah.
Slot trout, that's slot red, and a flounder.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff right there.
First thing I'd do is go for flounder, get the biggest one I could, and then go try to. Well, all you got to have is one trout and one red. So
yeah, the trout's not a problem. First. You know. Yeah, and just like yesterday when Barry caught that 8-pound red, it was game. They caught a 8-pound red and a 2-3/4-pound trout, and they had that big flounder. Well, you know, that's pretty hard to beat right there.
Yeah. But you know, you can't win unless you have the flounder, right? You got to have all
it.
Three.
That is it. That is it. Yep. And a lot of these tournaments are doing the flounder, which is good. And it's so funny because our flounder are super late this year. They're just now coming in. I don't know what here. Everything's just weird. I've seen more flounder now than I've seen in a long time. Something's going on with our flounder. And I talked to a couple of the guys that are professional flounder giggers, and they say, you know, it's not us. He says, you know, there's something going on with the flounder population in general. We don't have as many as we used to. So
well,
I kind of blame it on the
triggers
now.
And everything else, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. It's all environmental.
Yeah. That's so
we're
true,
too
man.
Easy to blame ourselves and point the finger at other people and all that. You're the reason there's no trout anymore. It's not that. I mean,
it's environment.
It is. It's all environmental mm-hmm. fallout and everything else. And you can't, man, we've been around a long time. You can't catch them all with a rod and reel. You just can't do it. It
no,
can't
sir.
Be done.
No.
Mother Nature won't let you do it. Other variables. And we're too easy to blame everything but the real thing.
Yeah. And now nobody can blame the croaker fishing, bait fishing, because they can only keep three. We can't
That's
blame
it.
Them.
You can't I mean, you know, finger at them, you know?
Can't put the finger on them. They're just, you know, it is what it is.
And, you know, if you ask me, I mean, lure, you get a good fisherman and put lures in his hands and he knows what he's doing, he's way more destructive. He can catch way more fish
yes.
than croaker fishermen can.
Yes, I agree. And you take our winter fishing with corkies and topwater stuff. If those guys, those studs that are catching those fish, those really good sticks in the water, if they kill those fish, we kill more than the croaker guys would back in the day.
Exactly.
But, you know, everybody's on the same playing field. We got to let those big ones go. And so, you know, that was a good point. Someone many years ago were griping about how many fish the croaker guys are killing. I said, well, how about your winter fishermen? How about your corky fishermen and stuff? Some of those guys are killing some fish too, I guarantee you. You know, so we can't put the finger on anybody. So we're all in the same boat here, and we just got to
exactly
gotta
right,
let them go.
Man. You know? No matter what you want to throw, as long as you're fishing, that's all that matters.
That's it, buddy. That's it. Enjoy it. Just have a good, whatever you're fishing with, have a good time. It's all about, not going to put a price tag on three speckled trout.
No.
It's about the day in the water.
Not with the predators we got swimming around in our coastal waters eating all our fish up. We're just we are a predator, but not to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have limits, we do.
You know, I was going to tell you, I was up on that east side the other day and fishing, and these three deer walked down the bank, and one of them was half albino. It looked like a Kalahula, how they had that, you know, like a puzzle.
Yeah,
her whole back was white, and one of her legs were white. And that is amazing. And that sucker's on the national seashore, so I think everybody's going to see that deer. Does that mean that there is an albino somewhere around there that's got the gene that
man,
you know,
it's
got
to be? Man, I
don't
know how that works. We need to talk to a deer expert on that.
I know, but I've seen one of those. I saw them on the Kennedy and King Ranch occasionally. We had a solid snow white one that Mr. Cabela's came to shoot. You know, and anyway, it's not a long story. We didn't get that one, but anyway, somebody else did. But I won't go into that. But it was killed about 2 days before he got there. This is really bad.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, you shot the bed sheet? What?
bed sheet.
It looked like a bed sheet out in the pasture, man. You talk about any deer hunter could find that deer, you know.
You think? God.
You think, yeah.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Boy.
It made it through all the predators when it was a fawn. Think about a little white fawn running around there. It was like a white rabbit running through the brush. You can't believe it didn't get eaten by coyotes, you know.
Well, if I was a long-tailed cat or a coyote, I'd be after that one.
You can't lose it. Yeah.
No.
Anyway, it kept alive. That's a good thing.
All right, Cliff. Well, hey, sounds good, man. We'll work on some good weather. That's all we need is a stretch. Let's go get them.
I know, buddy. I'll send you some dates, and don't be afraid about June and July. I'm still catching big ones. They may not be real fat, but they're long and they got big mouths and they pop that top water, buddy.
That's all I care about, man. You know me. Hey.
I know they toilet flush. That's all we want to hear is that toilet flush.
I want to hear that sucking sound. All right, brother.
All right, buddy.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you, Cliff, and come down and hook up, how do they get a hold of you, buddy?
I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Appreciate you having me on, Mickey. Have a great day, buddy.
It's always fun. See you, Cliff.
All right, buddy.
Later. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust, the stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One, we live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.